Just want you to know that it's really hard being up here when there's that many faces. So well done, Naomi. You were brilliant. So this will be starting our, it's a second Sunday service. And last week we found out that the first character of a disciple is word-based. And remember, Pastor Mark preached and he spoke about David. And we even saw the video that Pastor Mark, when he was with David, he videotaped it, where David went to war against Goliath. And as he was walking towards Goliath, he was quoting scripture. And I think that actually really happened. Hey, Pastor Mark. Okay, it could have happened. And God went with him and he slayed Goliath. Okay, today, the second characteristic of a disciple is prayer-filled. But first, let's talk about what a disciple is so that you know if you're a disciple or not. A disciple is someone who responds to the gospel, someone who accepts Jesus Christ as a personal savior, and someone who becomes a follower of Jesus. That's what a disciple is. And I trust that if you're not there, you're on a journey to become a disciple. Okay, so a second characteristic of a disciple is prayer-filled. In Colossians 4, verse 2, it says, devote yourself to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Alert mind means that you're not just babbling and just mindless saying stuff, which sometimes we can do, especially when we're saying grace. I don't know if you sometimes do it, but at home, when we say grace, sometimes I think like, hey, Lord, you actually know our hearts, that we actually are grateful, even if we've just babbled along, and with a thankful heart. Around your tables, don't you want to just discuss what you got out of that verse, what you think prayer means. Just around your tables. A discipled person devotes themselves to prayer. And don't you, that when you, so who's ever been blue ticked, Joe? Okay, I have, but you know that when you learn all these tricks on how to live a prayerful life, you're going to see that you will never be blue-ticked by God, ever. So I'm going to take you on a journey with this. Firstly, I want to introduce you to a hero. He was Daniel. And Daniel, Daniel was so committed to prayer that even when there was a decree set from the king that if anyone prayed for 30 days to God, besides without praying to the king, that they would be thrown, they would be martyred. And Daniel was awesome because he didn't change what he was doing. He stood in front of an open window and prayed 3 times a day to God, even though he knew that that could be his sentence to death. Wow. Has any of you stood next to a lion or near a lion's cage when it roars? Doesn't it feel like it goes right through you? I mean, your bones even vibrate. I like this video because where Daniel, where they try and push him into the lion's den, he doesn't want to go. And that's very real. Hey. I mean, here's a man that's praying and he knows that God's with him. But I think there's a time when you get to a place where you think, Lord, are you going to get me out of this one today? Even if you've seen God move and you've seen him move and you've seen him move. I'm praying for my son. And Keegan prayed for people and their arms grew, their legs grew. He was on fire for God. And one day he just said, I'm done. I don't feel it anymore. And that was so hard for me. And I'm praying for my son. And I see him do stuff. And I just say, like, Lord, are you gonna get me out of this one now? You know, it's hard to see it, but I know that my God lives and he's a real God and he's alive. And I know that God is faithful to his word and that he will bring my son back. So Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. He did not stop. In fact, I think his prayer went from here to there. And God sent angels. I don't know if it actually says that Daniel saw the angels or were the lions just behaving. But how awesome is that? That God, in the midst of his deepest, scariest moment, God was there. Maybe God sent many angels. I'd like to think there were a whole lot, not just one. And I'm sure there were scary moments. I just want you to quickly to think about one or two of the lion's dens that you're facing right now. And I'm going to teach you how to pray, and then I want you to hand your lions over to the Lord, and I want to see what the Lord does. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in God. If we trust in God, we know that God will do all things for the good of those that love him, and we will come out unscathed. Saying that, I don't know if any of you heard this on the news this morning, the EFF have started a coup in South Africa. President Jacob Zuma has been assassinated. And this is what the EFF have asked. We the people have taken control of South Africa, and in line with our socialist manifesto, with immediate effect, it is a crime against the state to attend church, to read the Bible, or to pray. Anyone found practicing any of these treacherous behaviors will be sentenced to life imprisonment with no possibility of parole. Did you not hear that on the news this morning? Have you not heard? Sorry, Emmanuel. You are so gullible. Okay. But you know what? It could happen. And if you read history books, if you read the Bible, it happened. One day people were allowed to worship God, and the next they were martyred, and it was mayhem. Would you pray if it cost you your life? Would you? Well, if it cost your family's life, because I hear that's what they do sometimes as well. In communist countries, they say, if you don't stop praying, I'm going to kill your wife, or I'm going to kill your sister, or your mom and dad. Would you care on praying? Daniel knew he was going to die. Well, he presumed he was going to die. Maybe you're not there yet. Maybe you're saying, you know what? No, I will stop praying. Well, I'll pray in the quiet so nobody can see me praying. But by the end of your time here at Encounter Youth, these are the things that you're going to be able to do. You will know that prayer connects you to God. I'm trusting that by the time you leave here and you go to university, that you would have had an encounter with God in your prayer life. You will be changed. Your prayers are going to change you. God is going to change you because of things that you're going to ask. And Daniel said, create in me a pure heart, Lord. If you pray that, the Lord is going to do that. So be careful if you pray that. Prayer advances God's kingdom. If you pray, people around you are going to be changed. And the people that you're praying for are going to be changed. And even your country, because I know most of us pray for South Africa. South Africa will be changed. You will know how to pray. You'll know how to praise God. The praise will come from deep inside your heart. You'll be able to confess your sins because you'll know where you're falling short. And you'll be able to intercede for yourself and for people around you. You'll be able to pray for people. I know at first when you start praying, boy, it's all about you. And one day you wake up and you're like, you know what, it's not all about me. It's about people around me. So you'll learn to pray for people around you. And you know, you will have a boldness to pray for people openly as well. My challenge to you today is that you will make time in your day to pray. Whether it's early morning, that's my best time to pray, is early morning before I start my day. During the afternoon or maybe at night, you'll find that special time where you connect with God. So I'm going to teach you the secret of prayer. You remember the disciples, they even went to Jesus and said, Jesus, we don't know how to pray. And so God had to give them like a formula, and this is how it goes. It's found in Matthew 6, verse 9. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, And forgive us our debt, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So, the first letter for prayer is praise. And our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. This means praise your name, Lord. Praise God for who he is and what he has done in your life and people around you. The R stands for request. The kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. This is about asking God, God, this is what I need. This is what I want. So to meet my needs. And Lord, what can I do for you today? And the A stands for admit. And forgive us our debt, as we have also forgiven our debtors. Admit that you need forgive. You need to forgive. But also admit, I don't know about you, but I struggle sometimes to forgive. And so I have to go to the Lord and say, Lord, you've got to help me to forgive this person because I'm really struggling with it. And the why in prayer is yield. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And this is when you surrender to God. And you say, God, can you guide me? Can you protect me today? So quickly, around your table, I want you to find somebody. So I want you to be in twos, just find somebody. And I want you to practice praise, request, admit, and yield. And I will give you 5 minutes to do that. Okay. Hey. How simple is that? It is so easy to pray. And it's this communicating with God. It's just talking to God. And sometimes you might mix it up. Maybe sometimes it stays the same. But remember, it's a conversation with God. And then just to sit and just to hear if he has anything to say about it. Now, after this sermon, what is your response? Are you going to be willing to give up some time? 5-10 minutes in a day to pray. We're sending around a form like this. Can I just show them? A form like this. Unless you're J-lifers, I would like you to put your name down on this. Last week, Pastor Mark was sending out the story of David and bits so that you were reading the Bible. And this week, I want you to read Daniel. And we're going to give you things to pray about in the week. So please put your name down and then just connect with us during this week. Okay, let's pray. Lord God, we stand in awe of you. You're such a mighty God. You're so beautiful. And thank you for your love for us, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for us. Thank you that you come down so we can have a relationship with you. Thank you that you have so much in store for us because we are your children. Lord God, I just ask that each person here today will connect with you, Lord. We want to see a revival in our prayer lives. We want to hear from you, Lord. We want to experience you. We want to hear your heartbeat. God, I ask that you will help us to find that time in our day to pray. God, I pray that you will just help us to connect with you. Help us to hear you right from the start. God, we give our lives to you and just say, Lord, may your will be done in our lives. And everybody says, amen. And then next week will be Christ-centered. A disciple is a Christ-centered person. So you need to be here. If you've been here the first and second week, you need to be here for next week. There's a few minutes. You can just chill and hang out. And if you need prayer, just come find one of us and we'll pray for you. May God bless you this week. And may you see God move in Jesus' name. Amen.